Slip of the Lip, short story number 135 by Larry Vardaman. Have you ever unintentionally said something so over the top you couldn't believe it came out of your mouth? I've had the misfortune of misspeaking many times, regretting what I've said, and apologizing to more than one person I've offended. But sometimes you may say something so egregious it may be impossible to apologize or make amends. Scripture says the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it's set on fire by hell. James 3:6. The most incredible statement I've ever heard came from a friend and associate when I worked for the government over 40 years ago. My boss requested my assistant and I evaluate a proposal from a professor at Utah State University to modify a radio sonde, an instrument used to measure temperature, humidity, and wind in the atmosphere, to allow it to locate cloud top temperature needed in cloud seeding operations. My assistant and I spent 2 days studying the proposal to see if it was practical, cost-effective, and held promise to solve a problem widely recognized that needed attention. We eventually were convinced the proposal held merit and were prepared to recommend the proposal be funded at a meeting with our immediate boss and the department director, both of whom were Jewish. We realized there was some controversy over the proposal because a similar proposal from the same professor had been denied the year before. As the department meeting to consider the proposal, including about 10 department heads in attendance, my associate took the lead in arguing why we should fund the effort. He had spent more effort than I doing the background work and was a bright, energetic young scientist. When he finished giving a 15-minute summary of our investigation, ending with a recommendation to fund the work, the director asked for comments from the group. Receiving none, he announced that we would not fund the proposal. The decision seemed unusual because the director gave no reason for the denial and acted as if our effort to evaluate the idea was of little consequence. I was puzzled at the strange decision, but my assistant was highly offended at so little regard being given the effort he had spent on the evaluation. He expressed his frustration at the lack of discussion and callousness in how the decision was made. His inexperience in departmental policies and enthusiasm overrode his inhibitions when he blurted out a concluding statement, "Director, you are crucifying this professor by not funding his research." The room went deadly silent. Not a word was said for a full minute. Finally, the director stated, "This meeting is over." Everyone left the room with no talking and very little sound as each participant avoided eye contact on the way back to their offices. I'm convinced my associate didn't intend to make the statement he did to his Jewish bosses, and he probably didn't even realize the implications of what he had said until later, possibly even later that day. I attempted to kid him about his slip of the lip several years later, but he didn't think it was funny, and he wouldn't talk about it. How would you have dealt with such a prejudiced statement? Would it have been impossible to ask forgiveness, or would it have just made matters worse? Discuss.